From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Bath & Body Works has reached a settlement with a Utah resident who claimed she was fired for not using another worker's preferred pronouns. Jocelyn Bowden is a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. She said using male pronouns for a coworker violated her religious beliefs. An HR complaint accused Bowden of misgendering and she was later fired. She filed a charge of religious discrimination with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The terms of the settlement agreement are not public. Utah could be in for an early and active wildfire season. The state had a warm winter, and it's now in a heat wave. The National Weather Service says temperatures will be up to 30 degrees above normal this week. Pete Emery is chief of the Park City Fire District and spoke with KPCW.
We're going to have an earlier spring, which what that means is an earlier spring, we're going to have more growth early, and then the possibility of obviously an earlier fire season.
Utah's snowpack is low, too, and the rising temperatures mean more snow isn't on the way anytime soon. The fire district asks residents to clean up brush and dry leaves around their homes ahead of wildfire season. And if they see smoke, they should report it. Hot summer months come with a mental health risk for some people. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Riedel has more.
Researchers at the University of Utah analyzed thousands of suicide cases in the state, matching each with heat and air quality in the days leading up to the death. They found that on days with high temperatures, along with pollution levels, suicide risk jumped by nearly 50%. On hot summer days, nitrogen dioxide from cars and power plants can linger near the ground, making those days especially dangerous, says lead author Amanda Bakian.
It is a critical period for intervention, the 2 weeks just before a suicide death. So if we can better understand what might be happening in that time period, the better we might be positioned to intervene.
Bakian says that could include opening more cooling centers and ensuring extreme heat warnings and poor air quality alerts reach everybody. The research comes as the Mountain West faces a historic early heat wave, with temperatures far above normal and conditions that can trap pollution near the ground. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Riedel.
Utah law enforcement turned away more than 200 drivers trying to get into the Cottonwood Canyons this winter. That's because they didn't have proper traction on their vehicles, like snow tires and chains. They're required on a lot of Utah roads during winter driving conditions. Utah gave out more than 23,000 windshield stickers to drivers and vehicles equipped to head into the canyons. The Utah Department of Transportation says they help identify which vehicles have already been inspected. Drivers who want to give feedback on traction law enforcement can take an online survey with UDOT. You're listening to KUER News.